From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for today's broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing this study of the law of God, Dr. Cairns brings another portion of a message called Loving Others. Christ said that after loving God supremely, the second aspect of fulfilling God's law is loving others as we love ourselves. We are to show to others the same selfless love that Christ demonstrated by dying on the cross for hell-deserving sinners, which we all are. Certainly, we must never allow love for others to replace our love for God. But we are to follow the example of the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10, who first met the poor victim's physical needs. By his actions, the Samaritan teaches us that we are to be a neighbor to anyone whom we can help. Dr. Cairns will continue the message shortly. First of all, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from Morning by Morning, taken from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in Hosea chapter 12 and verse 12. Israel served for a wife, and for a wife he kept sheep. Jacob, while expostulating with Laban, thus describes his own toil. This 20 years have I been with thee. That which was torn of beasts I brought not unto thee. I bear the loss of it. Of my hand didst thou require it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. Thus I was. In the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from mine eyes. Even more toilsome than this was the life of our Savior here below. He watched over all his sheep, till he gave in as his last account, Of all those whom thou hast given me, I have lost none. His hair was wet with dew, and his locks with the drops of the night. Sleep departed from his eyes, for all night he was in prayer, wrestling for his people. One night Peter must be pleaded for, anon another claims his tearful intercession. No shepherd sitting beneath the cold skies, looking up to the stars, could ever utter such complaints because of the hardness of his toil, as Jesus Christ might have brought, if he had chosen to do so, because of the sternness of his service in order to procure his spouse. Cold mountains and the midnight air witnessed the fervor of his prayer, the desert his temptations knew, his conflict, and his victory, too. It is sweet to dwell upon the spiritual parallel of Laban, having required all the sheep at Jacob's hand. If they were torn of beasts, Jacob must make it good. If any of them died, he must stand as surety for the whole. Was not the toil of Jesus for his church, the toil of one who was under suretyship obligations, to bring every believing one safe to the hand of him who had committed them to his charge? Look upon toiling Jacob, and you see a representation of him of whom we read, He shall feed his flock like a shepherd.
Thank you.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Under the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Lord Jesus sent word to John the Baptist as the final proof that John could be sure this is the true Messiah. And this is what he said: go and tell him the poor have the gospel preached unto them. Look at America tonight. Look at America tonight. Where has the gospel mostly been preached in America this Sabbath day? The gospel has mostly been preached in suburbia, just where we are. The gospel has been preached, but I fear in all too many cases, the poor do not have the gospel preached unto them. Now, we can blame what we will. We can curse governments and political theories all we will. But Jesus said, you love your neighbor with the love that will reach his spiritual needs, that will labor for him in prayer, that will reach to him in evangelism, that will then seek to build him up in discipleship, that will give of yourself and your substance to do the work of God among the poor. And that will do it. This is a passing thought you might want to give a great deal more consideration to. That will do it out of respect for him and for his advantage and not your own. We have all met people who are very good, apparently, at giving to the poor or even of ministering to the poor. As long as they can lord it over them, as long as they can get some advantage, whether in money or in reputation. But what Jesus is teaching is, you love them as yourself. Do good to them in body, do good to them in soul. Labor to present them saved before God. When I preached on the parable of the Good Samaritan, I'm going to come to it just now, but when I preached in this a year and a half, 2 years ago, I quoted to you the words of John Wesley that sum it all up for me, when he used to tell the old Methodist preachers, do all the good you can, by all the means you can, to all the people you can. That to me sums up this precept: love your neighbor as yourself. Now, the Savior illustrates that with the story of the Good Samaritan. That story's more than a nice story. What it is a divine explanation of loving your neighbor. And this is what it does. It identifies your neighbor. You notice this fellow said to the Savior, who is my neighbor? Now, I got to thinking about that. Who is my neighbor? Notice the Savior's answer. And the Savior's answer in effect says, if you were the man lying on the Jericho road, hurting and near to death, you would have no trouble whatsoever recognizing your neighbor. Who is my neighbor? That question really can only be asked by a carnal, self-complacent, hard-hearted, self-centered man who knows little or nothing of real love for God or man. Who is my neighbor? Jesus makes the answer very clear. Anybody to whom we can be a neighbor is our neighbor. When I preached on the Good Samaritan, I gave you an illustration, and I'm going to repeat it tonight because I don't know of anything better to illustrate this point exactly. Do you remember a few years ago when we had the riots in Los Angeles, after the police officers had been found not guilty of beating up Rodney King? Remember those riots that set South Central Los Angeles ablaze, and there was looting and there was murder and pillage of every description? And the news cameras of the world captured the scene of a white lorry driver, a white truck driver, driving through that segment of Los Angeles, Reginald Denny, his truck brought to a halt by the crowds, young black man reaching up to pull him down from his cab, though he knew nothing about what was going on, and they started to kick him to death. Just around the corner, a young black woman was watching television, and she saw this, and she immediately ran from her home. She said, "I can't let it happen." She pushed through the crowd. She fought like a tigress to put off these men who were kicking this white man to death. And she succeeded. Another young black man saw the same thing, and he rushed in, and when he got the chance, he pulled Denny back into his cab, and though he was putting his own life in danger, he began to drive that cab and that man away to safety. Tell me, if you were to go to Denny today, would he have the slightest difficulty recognizing who his neighbor was? Who was his neighbor? The TV men who were more interested in their story and saving their own little skin? No. There must have been enough reporters there to have at least made an attempt to save his life. But the story was more important than the man. But a frail little black girl and a trembling little black fella, they went into the mob and they saved his life. They were his neighbors. Who is my neighbor? God forgive us for being so pig-headed and big-headed that we even need to ask. The parable of the Good Samaritan identifies your neighbor, and it exemplifies your duty. A priest and a Levite saw the man lying at the point of death, and they passed by on the other side. For why, we don't know. It could have been for religious reasons. It could have been for fear. It could have been they were afraid that the same people may be near at hand and that they would also be set upon. There could have been 101 reasons, but they looked on him, they saw him, and they passed by. What is your duty? You must not pass by on the other side. You mustn't pass by, no matter how many other people do it. No matter how respectable they are, you must not ignore need where you see it. You must not put your own comfort before the needs of others. You must not allow prejudice to harden your heart. The Samaritan was just that. He was a Samaritan. The answer of the lawyer to Jesus makes it abundantly clear to me. If he had gone down the Jericho road and found a Samaritan wallowing in his own blood, he would never have stopped to help him. Never. He couldn't even find it in his vocabulary to refer to the man by his proper description. What Jesus is saying is this: the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Now, the Samaritans with the Jews, they hated each other. You talk about race relations in America or in Britain or some other place, look, they are calm compared to what you had between the Samaritans and the Jews. But Jesus says you are not to allow the prejudice that men have invented to harden your heart. What are you to do? You're to see the need and look with compassion. If there's one thing that's missing in our hearts today, it is just plain, simple, old-fashioned compassion. to look with compassion, to feel with those who are hurt, to get involved and don't simply leave it to others, to pay whatever price is necessary, and to make a love for others your ongoing activity and service. Do you notice the Samaritan, what he did? He tended the man by the roadside. He put him on his own beast. He brought him to the inn. He took care of him in the inn. He paid for his keep. And he said, I will come back and I will make sure that all the bill is paid. He returned to complete the job. If I could add to our lack of compassion, sometimes there's a more insidious sin, and it's this: we want to do good, but we want to do it now. We want to do it now. And if the response is not fast enough, then we drop off and we lose interest. Sometimes that can have dreadful consequences. If you go back in the early days of the Protestant Reformation, there was no man with a bigger heart than Martin Luther. Martin Luther, unlike the Romanist leaders of his day, unlike the political leaders of his day, Martin Luther had a big heart for the Jewish people. He had a zeal to see them saved. And he saw the Protestant Reformation and what was happening in Germany as a glorious opportunity for the Jews to be brought into the kingdom. And with love for the Jews, he set out to do that. But they didn't respond, at least not quickly enough or in numbers enough. And even the great reformer, in his folly, turned what was love into a violent hatred, and he cursed them. And why it is a mangling of history to blame the Nazi Holocaust and Martin Luther, that is a mangling of history indeed. Yet nonetheless, down through the centuries ever since, Jew baiters and Jew haters have appealed to Martin Luther's crudeness. And what was wrong with him? He was a man with a big heart. But as far as the Jews were concerned, he didn't stay the course. It's very easy for us to do that. Winning the lost for Christ is not quick work. It's not easy work. God says, love your neighbor as you love yourself.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.